Praise Jesus much.
We thank God for the good
time he has added us.
Let's
add him a mighty hand clap.
For
accepting that enlightened light of his word
every day
and he tries to enlighten for us.
Let's
add him a hand clap for the ministers,
those
who start preparing us,
because
you do tomorrow, you have people you will prepare.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this moment,
it's
time everyone where to rise up in your gift and your
calling.
You want to move, go ahead to the world,
and you
know well where you have stood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Speak with your brethren and ask them where they are standing. Which calling, which gift? And
standard strategy,
where are you going to stand?
In
the two God is heavenly governments on the earth. Did you begin to spot where you were called to stand? Which for everyone has to stand on their banner. Yes. They have told you well.
Mutume, nabi, musumba, mukubizi wanjiri,
evangelist,
muyimbi, mukozi wa byamagero,
work of miracle,
musumba,
pastor,
mwogezi wa nnimi n'okuzivunula.
They speak and interpret. Where do they fall? After finishing there, tell them in the two governments they teach, where do you fall?
In
both governments you have to have where you fall. Yes. The standard strategy we hear, stand on which one to establish it in the world. Yes.
You first
ask them there. They move to prove to you. Let them read through this book as you prove to them.
Numbers
2 from verse 1 to 5.
Okubala esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Numbers chapter 2 from verses 1.
Okubala esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Numbers 2 verses 1.
Awo mukama n'agamba Musa n'Aroni.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron saying.
Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Nti abaana ba Isirayiri bana asisiranga buli muntu okuliraana n'ebbendera ye awali obubonero bw'ennyumba z'aba kitaabwe.
Every man of the children of Israel shall encamp by his own standard with the banner of their father's house. Over against the tabernacle of meeting shall they encamp. Yes. Everyone to stand on their banner of the standard being set forth. In English, everyone to stand in his own standards. Yes. Numbers chapter 2 verses 2. Every man of the children of Israel shall encamp by his own standards with the banner of their father's house. Over against the tabernacle of meeting shall they encamp. Yes.
By no means standard.
They have to stand on their standards.
Standard strategy.
The standard strategy. That's said before them.
The stand
where is their banner. Yes. Where there is your banner. What is your banner?
Are you prophet,
the pastor and apostle? Yes.
According
to the call which has been moving. In the two governments. Where are you going to work? Those running the church.
The bishops.
Deacons and the bishops. Judges or the elders or musicians or the priests
or
on behalf of angels, the seven rulers,
or
half of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits,
or
in the central government.
department.
Also, there are the eight departments there. You have to stand here and there. Standard strategy, their banner, calling us come from our forefathers, apostles, and prophets.
Aha. But
not reach there to order you where you're going to stand. Let's first move on. We get to have knowledge. We want to move on even this day.
It's
the sixth standard strategy of God. To fulfill God's worldwide promised call from this year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on. And we see the sixth standard strategy of God of fulfilling His worldwide promised call starting the year 2022 to move from the nation Uganda. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, which ministers in the entire world, to move rich onto you God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call, and God has called all nations.
They
work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. Two major reasons. The first, stop the devils from turning the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, prepare the entire world
for
the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the Earth. Praise Jesus much. And this final work on this planet Earth, it's the revival and the restoration of all things. God spoke when His prophets were there from the beginning, as the Old and the New Testaments are.
That
they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Praise Jesus much. So we have come seeing these standard strategies of God of fulfilling His worldwide promised call, and we are still moving on
is
the sixth standard strategy, the sixth God's standard strategy of fulfilling His worldwide promised call. And this is known as the harvesters of spirits, to take them back to heaven in a ministry of our services in the worldwide call. And these based in two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Praise Jesus much. Those we have come studying off well. And we know that the first government, God's heavenly government on the earth, and its responsibilities to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. As the promise we've come see in the Isaiah 9, verse 6 to 7, even Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2.
Government
in the second government, it's God's government in the governments of the world. It's known as the central government of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
And
why it's called the central government? Intentions reconcile governments of the world.
It's
God's heavenly governments on the earth,
it
rules within the church of God which is on the world. The second,
to
move and prove governments of the world, that God rules 99% in their government and they rule 1%. Those
we
are able to understand the most in Daniel 4 verse 24 24 up to 26. Join on Romans 13 verses 1 to 4. Praise Jesus much. So we've come seeing, and we were told,
governments in
these two governments, each one of them has 8 departments within it. Praise Jesus much.
Ne department yo munana.
We decided to start with the 8 departments.
Ezikola government ya Katonda yo muguru
ku. Make up God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga twatandika ne department yesuka.
Began with the first department.
Emanyikiddwa nga ekanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku.
Which is known as the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Ngabwe eri muguru.
As it is in heaven.
Itwasoma ko bingi nyombe bulani yesule 12.
A lot in the Hebrews 12.
Orwabi ni mwebiri.
Verse 22.
Maka abiri musatu.
23.
Butwama etwolekera department yo kubiri.
After we move to the second department.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru ku.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department yaba dinko neba bishop.
Department of the deacons and the bishops.
Etwasomaka nnyo mu Bafilipi esule esooka
we nyosooka. Read of in the Philippians 1 verse 1.
Abalina obuvunaanyizibwa.
Those with the responsibility.
Kukakasanga ekkanisa etambulira mu order.
Prove that church moves in order.
N'enteekateeka n'emirembe gy'obwakatonda.
DCC and the peace of God.
Awamu n'okulabirira services z'obwakatonda.
Watch over the services of God.
Nga bwe kiri eri mu Bakolisi ekisooka esule 14.
As in the first Corinthians 14.
Okubira olwabi mu omukaaga.
From verse 26.
Olwasatu mu esatu.
33.
Awamu n'olw'amakumi ana.
And the verse 40.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwe twakomekkerezaawo.
Now when we finished there.
Twayolekedde department ey'okusatu.
You went to the third department.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru ku.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department eno nge manyikiddwa nga eyabaramuzi.
Department is known as that of the judges.
Department ya baramuzi be kanisa ya Katonda ku.
Department of the judges of the church of God on the world.
Twarabiye ko binji.
We saw much on it.
Okusinya bitwasomye walimba kolise kisoke suli omukaga.
God in what we read in the first Corinthians chapter 6.
Olinyori soka.
Verses 1.
Akuru okuna.
Up to 4.
Walino kuba abaramuzi.
There has to be judges.
No buvunanyizi bwenja uro.
Different responsibilities.
Obwo kututegeza omusana gonno ogujjudde.
Proclaiming to us the full light.
Ogukwatagana na ebiragiro.
Concerning the commandments.
Amateeka.
The laws.
Emisango.
The judgments,
endagirizo n'enteekateeka,
statutes and the ordinances, those of God,
era n'okutwawulira ezo ez'abasitaani,
even to differentiate those of the devils,
ezimanyikiddwa ng'amateeka g'ekibi,
known as the laws of sin,
awamu
together,
n'okutulaga amateeka agali ag'ekisikirizo,
show us laws which were of shadow laws.
Agatu kirizibwa.
Those which were fulfilled.
Atena agagacha agena mas.
Even though still moving on.
Awamu n'okuvunanyizibwa.
Even be responsible.
Ofumba obutukuvu.
On the holy marriage.
Okusobola okutuwa family entukuvu.
Be able to give us the holy family.
Ne kanisa entukuvu.
And the holy church.
Ngabwe twabiyise mono nako
obajjo. Pass them through yesterday.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabikanga n'olwaleero.
We want to appear every day.
Tweyongere ne department eyokuna.
Move on with the fourth department.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Ne department eyokuna.
The fourth department.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru ku.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Olutusimbudde.
Now we have moved on.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kulifena.
Are we together?
Uwandise.
Have you written down?
Kweyongerayo nechi.
We move on with what?
Soko mubulire moyo.
You speak to your neighbor.
Kweyongerayo.
We are moving on.
Ne department yokuna.
With the fourth department.
Ya government ya Katonda yo muguru ku.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department ya bakadde bekanisa ya Katonda ntukuvu ku.
Department of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Ngabwe eri muguru.
As it is in heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Manyimbo tugamanga bweri muguru.
No, as we when we say as it is in heaven.
Bidegezera muguru wali abakadabu bogeraku.
In the heavens there are elders those we speak of.
Nirwa kubente manyikidwa nga government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
Because this is known as God's heavenly government of the earth.
Bidegeza photocopy yebyo nga bweri muguru.
A photocopy of things as they are in heaven.
Kwegena maso nokukolebwa kunsi.
The way it moves would be done on this earth.
Manyo kuvedera.
Not from old.
Mundagane nkadde.
In the old covenant.
Katonda yagama nabbi Musa.
Told the prophet Moses.
Temulemo kukola ngecho okulabirako chiwarabi.
Not fail to do as the things you saw.
Ngecho fana nchebe byo muguru bwechiri.
As piece of things in heavens are.
Kubadda.
From all.
Katonda yagala new government yo muguru.
God wants most the heavenly government.
Irabishwe ku
to manifest on this earth.
Umanyi mu kitabo kine cho kuva.
No in the book of Exodus.
Isuri yabi mu mukaga.
Chapter 26.
Unywa makumi asatu.
Verse 40.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Okuvesuli yabirimo omukaga n'olunyiriri ola 13.
Exodus chapter 26 from verse 40.
Erolizi mbeweema mu ngeri yayo je walagibwa ku lusozi.
And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to the pattern it which was shown you on the mount.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
In the book of Exodus, chapter
26,
verses 30,
Yagama Nabi Musa,
he told Prophet Moses,
ogenda kuyimusa weema,
you're going to build a tabernacle
as it's
been shown you on the mountain.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But as that is still like that, Prophet Moses, what was shown him on the mountain, they are the things just as they are in heaven. That's why you see that in the Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter
8,
starting from verse 5, he speaks saying like this. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 5.
Abaweereza eby'ekifaananyi n'ekisiikirizo eky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda, bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti, tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mount. Yes. That they were ministering. Shadows of the originals. Of the things in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As God first told the prophet Moses, Exodus 26, verses 30. Now from old, God wants most things done in heaven, they be done on earth. Once as his government is in heaven, it manifests on this world. As in heavens, there are elders. Elders not of prayer, not of years, but of knowing secrets of God, the secrets of the kingdom of God, in his righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus
much.
But before we go there, what you have to know,
that they were
in the shadows of originals, we reached in the originals, the elder of the church of God on the earth, appear like the one in heavens in original. Yes. You know, in Hebrews it says that the way never appeared before, when the shadows were still there. But the shadows which they passed away, but we reached in the originals. Yes.
Let's
see Hebrews chapter 9.
Yeah, Mwenda. Okay, katuve kuruomo kuruomo nana.
From verse 8.
Abebrani esuri yomwenda noru nyiriri oruomo nana.
Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 8.
Omoyo mutukuvu ngategeze kino. Ngekube litwala mu kifo ekitukuvu terinalabisibwa. Nti ngekuba itwala mu kifo ekitukuvu terinalabisibwa. Ngeweme yoluberebere ekyayimiriddewo.
The Holy Spirit, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while the first tabernacle was yet standing. Verse
9.
Which was a figure of the time then, present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience. Yes. What if we said the shadows as they were still there, but not yet the way which reaches us the originality of things. That the shadows of the originals of today,
20-22
years backward, we cease to work for the shadow of things in heaven, and we reach to do things of heavens the exact.
And when
speak of elder of Holy Church of God on the earth,
he
must appear like the elder of heaven how he is.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Not like in the shadow, because from all in the old testament, elders of the church were there. But they moved to the shadows of the originals. Now we reached the time and we moved from the shadows given a better ministry according to 2 Corinthians chapter
3.
And given a better ministry and we
were normal
shadows of originals and we moved to the originals. As we
say
in Corinthians chapter 3 starting from verse 6.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 6.
Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza bannukuta wabula ab'omwoyo, kubanga ennukuta etta naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter but of the spirit, for the letter kills but the spirit gives life.
Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Naye obanga okuweereza okw'okufa okwali mu nnukuta, okwasibibwa ku mayinja, kwajjira mu kitiibwa abaana ba Isirayiri n'okuyinza ne batayinza kwekaliriza maaso ga Musa olw'ekitiibwa ky'amaaso ge ekyali kigenda okuggwaawo.
But if the ministry of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Verse
8.
How shall not the ministry of the Spirit be more glorious? Yes.
Enter
the ministry where still in the letter of the shadows.
Knew
that the words told us their spirit.
Minister
which ministers the Spirit is living. When we move from the shadows,
when
the veil goes away, which hindered that to see the originals. And we see the originals of heaven and they are done on earth. When
we
read verse 18,
he
says,
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
Ekitiibwa kya Mukama waffe amaaso gaffe nga gajjiddwako eky'okubikkako, tufaananyizibwa engeri eri okuva mu kitiibwa okutuuka mu kitiibwa nga ku bwa Mukama waffe omwoyo.
But we all with unveiled face beholding us in a mirror the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Now, though the old covenant was in glory, now the veil has been taken from us.
We
behold the glory of the Lord as it is, as it is in heaven, and it appears on earth. Move from glory into glory by the Holy Spirit. Even
though
the Old Testament worked in the shadows of originals in heaven, it was glorious. Yes. But we were told to move from glory into glory. You know when you read the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 up to 3. When they called John in heaven, he reached and saw the throne of God, surrounded of 24 elders. As they are in heaven, and they have to be ordered on this earth. For we move from the shadows into the originals as they are done in heaven. Now an elder, one of the Old Testament,
he was an
elder physically with gray hair. Yes. And they had to have knowledge. But this time, no being old of gray hair. One who has to have knowledge of all secrets of the kingdom of God. You think elders of heavens have spent how many years? Things of years we gave up on them. Let's read here, we see. Revelation chapter 4 from verse 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba era laba oluggya oluguddwawo mu ggulu, n'eddoboozi nasooka okuwulira ng'eryakagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano, nange nnaakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
After this I looked, And behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Verse 2.
Amangu ago nali moyo, era laba, entebe yobwakabaka yalinge teke dua omuguru.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Verse
3.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a carnelian stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in appearance like unto an emerald. Verse
4.
Revelations 4 verse 4.
Entebe y'obwakabaka yali eteereddwa. Nti entebe y'obwakabaka yali yeetooloddwa entebe z'obwakabaka 24. Ne ku ntebe kwaliko abakadde 24 nga batudde nga bambadde engoye enjeru.
And round about the throne were 24 thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white clothing, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Yes. You know when you read Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 you first hear, Apostle John said, heavens opens.
He had
a voice tell him, come up here. I will show you things meant to happen hereafter. As he saw, the throne is set before him. One sat on it, the glorious body of precious stones, which never appeared on this earth. On the throne, surrounded the rainbow there. The glory is so much. In the verse 4 he said, and there were thrones of 24 elders surrounding the throne. There sat 24 elders. They are so close, nearing to God. Yes. The elders who are near to God, they must be knowing secrets of God. And they communicate well with God. And they have crowns of gold. But to have a crown of gold, you must be filled with the word passed through fire 7 times. More than gold and silver.
You
don't just clothe it like that. Now here we may not give you physical
scrap,
but we can check to prove whether you have it. For God is one who gives it. Yes.
You
may see with the crown of gold, you do not know its meaning.
But
that meaning is the one in the Psalms 12, verses 6. They are filled with words of God, which you purified 7 times in the fire. As God tested, they are filled of the Spirit. And the word of God, how it is. Let's read this verse as you see. Never read the crown in this Bible.
Did
you think these physical crowns? Let's read, we see. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Yes. They are filled secrets of the word of God. Those pass through 7 spirits, as silver and gold, purified 7 times in the fire. They are filled of treasure of knowledge. Yes.
2
Corinthians 4 verse 6.
And
7 that it speaks of. That God commanded light of knowledge that shines in darkness. Light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ.
And
that treasure
having
in the vessels of clay. amanyi amanyi and the much power
it will
come from God and not from us.
These
are not elders with crowns for nothing. But those who shall move to know them on the elders.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What I wanted to first prove
department department,
elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven, indeed they are there in heaven. As
we
have had Revelations 4, starting from verse 1 up to 4, these elders on their thrones, as they surround the throne of God
and
clothe the crowns of gold,
some the
meanings
you had,
why those crowns there of gold.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He said that we have known little meaning of those crowns. Still, there are very few. We just began to study. Don't you realize that?
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
But as they're in heaven, Apostle Paul, after he was taken in the heavenly journey and
had
reached the third heaven, he told Titus, I want to set up elders in every city. You know, he had seen them in heaven. You know, Apostle Paul had gone in heaven. He saw where things have to be. And according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to end of the verse
3,
he had reached in the third heaven and he saw things which cannot be uttered. Some of them there of these elders. Let us read, we say.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli ye 12 n'olunyiriro lusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1.
Kingwanidde okwenyumiriza ne wankubadde nga tekusaana. Naye kangende mukolesebwa n'okubikulira kwa Mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse 2.
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14. Oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo mu ggulu eryokusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Era manyi omuntu ali bwatyo oba mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi.
And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knows.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda n'awulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Yes.
He
reached in the third heavens, where there is the throne of God. As we see in Revelations 4, from verses 1 to 4. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 1 to 4.
You
reached the third heaven.
He
saw there are many things which cannot be uttered.
But
some of them which amazed him most. He saw there
in
the elders of the church of God in heavens. And when he spoke to the Apostle Titus, he told him,
it's
you said, elders in every city, elders of the church of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Intentions were very powerful. Elders, as they were in heaven, they had many secrets. Those of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As they reveal secrets of the entire heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in Titus chapter 1, verses 5. He told him like this.
Tito esule soka lolo nyiriri orokutano.
Titus chapter 1 verse 5.
Chemvankuleka mukulete. Oliokoteke vintuyo na muoda. Era otekenga vakade mubulichivuga. Nganze bwenakuronda.
For this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you.
Yes.
You
know,
Titus too was an elder of the church. Apostle Paul is one
ordained
by the Holy Spirit, by the Father, as he had seen in heavens. Yes. And he knew of well that an elder, not upon years for Titus. You know Titus. If it's his father in the gospel, it was Apostle Paul himself. Yes. This one was still a youthful man.
He's
one of the elders of the church. But what caused it? Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the Apostle Timothy on the issue of elders, elders have to be diligent in the gospel and they know many secrets. And they have double honor. What we call double honor in the kingdom of God,
it's
responsibility which is thrice.
Double
you exceed for in heaven, honor, and the great is a servant to the others.
Aha.
In the first Timothy chapter 5 verse 17 up to 19, he says this.
First
Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
Abakadde abafuga obulungi basanyizibwe okuweebwa ekitiibwa emirundi ebiri okusinga abafuba mu kigambo n'okuyigiriza.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Yes. What they call honor. In the kingdom of heaven, you must be a servant who has worked much. That heavenly government, if it's on the earth,
one
called elder of the church of God, they have a double honor.
Driving
the gospel and the word. Must be knowing many secrets in the word of God.
Not like
elders have been seeing in the church of these days. But the elders. Elders of the church. Maybe we should not speak of them. Because most of what concerns them is very shameful. Complications. Let me leave even the rest. Even Wise King,
head
of wisdom in the world, they gather Wise King a lot on them. Others, they are elders because of the money status in them. They have money, they choose them to be an elder of the church. Both with land that they will be able to sponsor the ministry. But I said I'll not speak much of them. I've spoken little on them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The elder of the church, as is in heavens, my. As he is in heaven, who is ready to stand there, as is in heaven.
Oh.
Amen. Someone says he's praying that he gets worthy. We all can get worthy. Yes. We all can. If we see that the counsel of God is
wise,
as we analyze them, we perceive mark them well. It's possible.
He
can sit in the counsel of my word. You understand them well. Now see, you are elders of church in a little moment from now. Yes.
You think
we shall get one, not a disciple, make them an elder? Not of the church here in full knowledge, as me and you.
And the entire world,
people will need elders of church who understand. Now you say you will not become. You have
changed,
become an elder of the church, as they are in heaven.
Eh?
Kubanga ani yali atudde mukama wateseze ebigambo ategeere awulire ekigambo kye. Ani yali yetegereze ekigambo kyange n'akiwulira.
For who had stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word, who has marked his word and heard it.
Naye singa baatuula mu kuteesa kwange, kale bandiwulizza abantu bange ebigambo byange, era bandibakyusizza okuleka ekkubo lyabwe bbi n'obubi obw'ebikolwa byabwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes.
Omanyi bw'osoma Yeremiya eno
2:18. When you read Jeremiah 23:18.
Wetagisa kutula mukama wateseze ebigambo nga leero.
The counsel of God's word today.
N'obyetegereza.
And you analyze.
N'obimarkinga
bulungi. You mark them well.
N'obitegeera.
You understand them.
N'obyetegereza bulungi.
And you perceive them well.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Manyo mukadde wo muguru bamubuze.
You know the elder of heaven was asked.
Bagana ne bajja ekitabo wano Bible.
Brought out the sword of Bible.
Bachi bikulani ayinza okukisoma.
Who can read it?
Ayinza okujja ko siru.
Who can take off the seals? Problem.
Mutumeyokana
ngali mazi. Apostle John is in tears.
Wowe. Tuwali no mwasobode.
No one can.
Omukadde namugamba.
The elder told him.
Shirika.
Don't cry.
Waluwe ya wangu na gufe tuwela tumanyi
ya lindu eno. There is one who overcame. We know secrets here.
Hey.
Yes.
Bale, abakadebe kanisa jetu.
Elders of church, are we there?
Hey. Umayetu inaya abakadebe afibambi awabade na kuzini.
No, we have our elders who have been there these days.
Mukadita inabi amanyibambi.
The elder knows nothing.
Mukadde wa ntondo bambi.
Elder of complications.
Eh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Emunyigira mujja kunjagala mpola mpola.
God, you love me slowly.
Ekizibuje na kiri kim
problem I have is one.
Ona yanjagala nyo ne bonchya wasi
uya uchayi. God loved me much that if you hate me I don't feel the hatred.
Ukwagala kwa katunda kukukola chi.
The love of God spreads everywhere.
It
even covers hatred of the haters.
Tuchinuza mkunga bakuchayi.
Don't think of it when they hate you. It has not a meaning.
Makuru gali eliyo ya kwagala ya katunda.
The one who loves you, it is God.
Ukwagala kukui kawo na
His love covers everywhere in heavens.
Amen.
Yes. This
one who fear to be hated because of the gospel. For the gospel they cannot hate you.
Kuborera mkuano gwa
katunda. Already you are a friend of God.
Kuano gwa Yesu.
A friend of Jesus.
Umwagarua.
A beloved.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katusome ko antulabe.
Let's read here we see.
Okubikulira sura yo 5 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Revelation chapter 5 from verse 1.
Nenda ba mukono ogwaddyo ogwe yali atudde ku ntebe ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero omusanvu.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with 7 seals.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Nenda ba malayika owamanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero nti n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seals thereof. Verse 3.
Ne watabaawo mu ggulu newankubadde ku nsi newankubadde wansi w'ensi eyayinza okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira.
And no man in heaven nor in earth neither under the earth was able to open the scroll neither to look thereon.
Olinyolo kuna.
Verse 4.
Nange nenkaba nyamaziga kubanga tewalabika yasanira okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira.
And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the scroll neither to look thereon.
Omu kubakadde nangamba antitokava. Lava. Empologoma omu chikacha yuda. Echikolo cha Dawudi. Ya wangula okuanjuruze chitabo. Na uvonero wacho musamfu.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to lose the seven seals. There are all.
Hey.
Yes. One of the 24 elders, he told him, you stop weeping. We know the secrets here.
You, as
look, the heavens up and under the earth, no one can open the scroll, but we know him. Lion of tribe of Judah. Yes. He triumphed.
To take
all the seals revealed to us that we understand it. They know secrets of the kingdom of God and the righteousness is the kingdom of heaven, and they reveal secrets of the entire heavens.
Heavens
and earth, I can't see one open the seal. They look all secrets of God, they know them. Right now, elders of church in this generation, you are there to cover the sins of the pastors. That bomb has exploded. I had nothing to do for it. It had come. It has to be released. It had already finished counting to explode out. You are there covering the sins of the pastors. The sins of the pastors, apostles and prophets. That is your eldership.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Even nearer to the elders in heaven. The elders of the church of God as it's in heaven. You cannot be nearer to them. You know, Apostle John of Revelations. You
reached
the time the elder told him, people I see on the throne of God, the pastors, where are they coming from? Apostle John,
he
told him, my Lord, you know, not the elder is called sir in heaven.
He's
a professional teacher of the word. You know a person called sir? He's a teacher.
Kafuru.
Professional.
You,
yes. We are in Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14.
Omu kubakade naddamu ngangamba ntibana abamba debyambale ebyebyeru bebani era bavawa.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, who are these who are arrayed in white robes, and from where did they come? Verse 14.
Nemugamba anti mukama wange gwomanyi. Nangamba antibano bebava mukubona abona kulio kunji. Nebayoze byambalo byabwe. Nebavitukuza mumusayi gw'omwana gwendika.
And I said unto him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they who came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. He told him.
The
elder asked him here. He said, I see already in white robes surrounding the throne of God. Where are they coming from? He remembered him, where he was weeping from. In John chapter 5. Verses 1 to 5.
He
told him, Lion of the tribe of Judah prevailed. This time he asked him, the elder asked, do you think those are coming from where? He told him, sir, you know,
the
elders must be filled of light of knowledge. Explain those ones. They have come to the great tribulation in the world. Some had even like me and you.
But
they know them and they see them. The elder is a sir.
Nga musomesa wechigambo.
Teacher of the word.
Aleto musana gunu kujudo
bulungi. Light field of well.
Era baba bakwegendereza nyo.
And you have to be careful with them.
Mukirabe ekyo busomesa abo
abo. The gift of their teaching.
Almost baba agala ku kutuka kudali akabuna ayigirisa.
Almost want to reach the level of the teaching priest.
Wakati wo muguru.
For now the one of heaven is the Christ.
But they are nearing
right him.
You
are joking.
English when he speaks
the
English,
it says, sir.
He's meaning
teacher.
Baba.
Teach. You understand things. You know them.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. That's why Apostle Paul has commented that the elders. He said that they are good in teaching and doctrine. Let's get back. Let's go back here.
Timoseo chisoka esura eyo kutano n'olunyiriri ole 17.
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
Abakadde abafuga obulungi basanyizibwe okuweebwanga ekitiibwa emirundi ebiri okusinga nti okusinga abafuba mu kigambo n'okuyigiriza.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
Babuulira enjiri.
They preach the gospel. They teach.
Baba somesa.
They are teachers.
Who are
on the level narrowing to the priests, the teaching priests. Now in heaven,
they are near
to the teaching priest of heaven and earth. Our Lord Jesus, they are near to him. To say, they are level and that priest. The difference is very minimal. Have you understood well? They are near to the teaching priest. They are teacher, be careful with.
As the
Bible says, not many among you should be teachers.
That's why there are
only 24. Only 24 in heaven. There are many and they don't teach rightful. Yes.
Yakobo esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
James chapter 3 verses 1.
Temubeeranga bayigiriza bangi baganda bange. Ngabomanyinga tulisalirwa omusango ogusinga obunene.
My brethren, be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive severe judgment. Yes,
gwe
you
ngabo osome mu kubikulirwa.
As we read in Revelations.
Esuda ya musanvu.
Chapter 7.
17-14.
13-14.
Ngomukadde wekanisa abera sa omusomesa.
Church is sa a teacher.
Aliranye kabona ayigiriza kumutendera.
Teaching priest in the levels.
And
near to God who teaches.
The
one who are above. The God who teaches how to profit. And the high priest who teaches how to profit. They are the next in teaching. But they tell them, friends, you must know secrets well and they are spoken out well. Since we are in revival, our elders church of this generation, you accept be changed. But I say this, sacrifice you offer is not pleasing. You first put it aside. You first reconcile with one who calls you elders. You will come back later. You first finish, we see. James chapter 3.
Yakobo esuri yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
James chapter 3 verses 1.
Temubeeranga bayigiriza bangi baganda bange. Ngamumanyinga tulisalirwa omusango gusinga obunene.
My brethren, be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the severer judgment.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Kubanga mu bingi tusobya ffenna. Omuntu yenna bw'atasibye mu kigambo, oyo ye muntu eyatuukirira. ayinza okuziyiza era n'omubiri gwe gwonna.
For in many things we all offend. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 3.
Ne bwetuteeka ebyuma eby'embalasi mu mimwa gyazo ziryoke zitugonderenga, tuyinza okufuga emibiri gyazo gyonna.
Behold, we put baits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us. We turn about their whole body. Verse 4.
Lava, era n'amaato newankubadde nga manene bwe gatyo era nga gatwalibwa empewo ez'amaanyi, enkasi entono ennyo yeegagoba yonna yonna omugoba gy'asiima mu kwagala kwe.
Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Verse 5.
Era n'olulimi bwe rutyo kye kitundu ekitono ne lwenyumirizisa ennyo. Laba, emiti emingi egyenkanidde awo okwokebwa akalira akatono bwe katyo.
Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, now great a forest, a little fire kindles. Yes.
Ekyo bakigeraageranya n'omusomesa.
But they compare it to the teacher.
Abayina ebirabo by'obusomesa.
Those with gifts of teaching.
Kubanga batera okugoba paka eri ku bakadde.
But they usually follow up to the elders of the church.
Mukusomesa ebyama by'ekkanisa.
Teaching secrets of the church.
Era babeera si bangi.
And they are not many. Yes.
Mu biro biri.
In those days.
Eby'ekkanisa gye tulaba emabega waffe.
Of the church we see before us.
Mani tugiraba eri mabega.
We see it before us.
Ng'ekirabo ky'obusomesa okirabako.
And the gift of teaching to see it.
Mwari mukirabako eyo.
Did you ever see it there?
Kye nalaba kyali eri mu bakatuliki.
What I saw was in the Catholics. And the Protestants. But the teacher there. My.
Hey.
Brothers, Catholics, you to leave us. You go so shaming. You no more get shamed. A teacher knows nothing. Brothers, the Protestants. You come, we get saved. You come. Don't get angry at us. You read the Bible that you have there. You two read there, you see. If you see a teacher worthy. Now, elders of the church of God, as it is in heaven, and how it's to be on the earth, they appear knowing. I've not explained the word of knowledge. I still explain the word sir. A teacher. But when I speak of knowledge, they have all the light of revelation. To saying that you know, you have light of knowledge passing through the word of God, which reveals all. Now as we speak of that, they are teachers, sirs. Those who are going to say now, those will be elders, we shall call them sir. Yes. Someone say now, owners who they have not come among us, if they are as they are in heavens, they have come. Anna's heaven is not to sit in a position. It's a ministration.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Now,
that you see called elder of the church.
He's
a teacher.
He
teach all the rest in heavens and earth. He teaches from the four living creatures. He teaches the cherubims.
He
teaches all the angels, the holy angels.
He
teaches the stars, the moon, and the sun.
He
teaches all creations on this earth. And he teaches children of men. He is on that level in revealing secrets. And is above him there is the God the Father teaching how to profit. The high priest of heavens and earth, our Lord Jesus Christ. Or if he's in the level of teaching, one who can be above him is the teaching priest. Yes. If he's on the earth,
department,
that is the sixth department, we shall see it. Not above there in honors, in knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, some you hear that he's above. Those who are honors, they begin to wish have that. Put me there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There are those who say, why are the musicians next to them? You know, we have the fifth department of the musicians. That makes all of them bow and kneel down from the elders. All of them, they kneel to worship God. And elders take off the thrones, they begin worship God. They worship. Almost to put it above the teaching priest. But it's in the fifth place.
We
show all them above and below them. They have to bow to worship the Almighty God. Yes.
They are
on this world, but heaven knows them all. That's why they told us with the things done in heaven. If we had that yearning,
they
have revealed to us every time how things are.
You know,
God did not take me the heavenly journey.
You think,
as I teach things of heaven,
you
will prove it later that he took me there. But why get angry? Taking me to heaven? You wanted him to do what? He takes you there.
If
you have a jealous of one who went there. If you would have gone there, we would have told us what you saw there.
It means
why they did not take you is that jealousy you have. Praise Jesus much. But as I've told you all, in the second Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 3. This is the priest who is above them. Yes.
He's
a teaching priest, even the others are teachers, elders. Second Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 3.
Erebiro bingi, Yisirayiri, Gatalina Katondo Wamazima.
Now, for a long time, Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Yes. Now, there is a teaching priest. As we shall see in the sixth department,
he
is the one who is above them, and they are on this earth. For that teaching priest is in the shadow of the other, the high priest over heavens and earth, where 24 elders sit surrounding this throne. According to Hebrews 4, verse
14
to
16,
he says like this. Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14.
Kale bwe tulina kabona asinga obukulu omunene eyayita mu ggulu, Yesu omwana wa Katonda, tunywezenga okwatula kwaffe.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Verse
15.
For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our weaknesses, but was in all point tempted, like we are, yet without sin. Verse 16.
tulioke tuweebwe okusaasirwa era tufune ekisa olw'okubeerwa bwe twetaaga.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes.
Wosoma Ibrani yesule na eyokona.
When you read Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 up to 16. We have a high priest who rules over heavens and earth. The one we've read in the 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3. That one is on the world representing the high priest. Then the elders, they follow down there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now it's like this. On the earth we cannot choose the high priest. We just choose a teaching priest.
But
there's one who rules over heaven and earth now, the high priest. Yes. And never do that.
Amen.
You know,
you are going to reach a time ahead there. And teaching priests have appeared many. And we ordain a high priest among us.
Now,
Hebrews 4, what are we to do about it? Verse 14 to 16.
The
other is the high priest reign over heavens and earth.
Waguruwe,
above him there is God who teaches, and none who teaches like him. No one who reaches the Father. That's why in Isaiah 48 verse 17, he said, I am the Lord who teach you how to profit and who show you the way you have to go, and I lead you. Even in Job he said, see, no one teaches like him. Him you cannot be like him. He's our Father. Then the spirit, he falls in both sides. For he gets from the Father, and what's of the Father is of Christ. The other is God who teaches.
Our Lord
Jesus is the high priest who teaches. Yet the spirit is both. This is not being more surpassing the others. This is responsibility.
Oh, you know,
are there things you want to understand? Let's read Isaiah, we see.
Isaiah chapter 48,
verse 17.
Bwati wayogera mukama, omunonozi wo, omutukuvu wa Isirayiri. Tinze mukama Katonda wo akuyigiriza okugasa akulembere mu kkubo lyoba oyitamu.
Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teach you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Yes.
Ye mukama ayigiriza okugasa.
He's the Lord who teach us to profit.
Ari waguru wakabona singo kuwe gunes
mukuyigiriza. High priest of heavens and earth and teaching.
Ineni wabera wakabona yigiriza kunsi.
There is a teaching priest on this earth.
Then wabera wabakadi.
There are elders.
Nitukira ngabwe tuzitwa abaramuzi.
Get down as if comes see judges.
Badingo ne bishops.
Deacons and bishops.
Ne department esatweze kanisa
katonda. The departments of the church of God on the earth.
Baby to ebigenda.
That's how they flow.
Nayono katonda omulamu.
But this living God, teaching is a professional in that. That's why he speaks of him in Job saying, who can teach like him? Job chapter
36
verse 22. Behold, God exalts by his power. Who teaches like him?
Him.
He held me in the heavenly journey. He teaches.
Once in the while.
Mulunti kumo. It's 7 years once in a while. It happened once in a while. To access him, teach you, he teaches. He has anointing. He teaches laws. All the wisdom goes far. And you see things far to the everlasting. Now you live being held by many teachers, but is another way, not like others. praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now you want to argue. You to go that he teaches you, we see. If you teach you still, we shall see you. God wants to teach. But to prepare for himself as you, the father, to prepare yourself. There are still animals which can teach you and you wonder. Is this of them in Job? Job chapter
12.
Animals can teach you and you wonder. Now you go. One who is above all the heavens in the everlasting. No. Must have access to teachers, the little animals. They have handled you here. As he handles you, the angels, animals have finished you in the levels of their teachings. As you're given the cherubims, you're given the four living creatures, you're given 24 elders, you reach our Lord Jesus on the throne. He gives you the Holy Spirit. You meet a teacher who is above the Father. That's the Father. The wisdom involved there. Only seniors.
God
the Father, if you're to reach animals, the one who handles to teach you first. you, that's how it is. If you argue,
you
keep that level reach him that he teach you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's calm and humble. Praise Jesus. But let's see in Job. We have
to
start level of animals. They have to know. The Almighty eat out.
Yes,
teachers on this world who understand well.
Job chapter 12
from verse 7.
Na yendo buze nsolo, zina kuyigiriza. Nenyo nyezo mubanga, zina kubulira.
But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach you. And the fowls of the air, and they shall tell you. Yes, they are teachers.
Baso kaneba kuyigiriza.
They first teach you.
The
gospel of creation spreading everywhere. Yes. The rest
are not
rich, even the earth can teach. But that I've left it there. It will move on to be understood. You can read it, finish it. They all know the one who is the extreme one.
But
let's read and we finish it.
Job chapter
12, verses 8.
Oba yogera netaka, linakuyigiriza. Nevye nyanje viri munyanja, binakunyonyola.
Oh, speak to the earth, it shall teach you, and the fish of the sea shall declare unto you.
Olinyolo muenda.
Verse 9.
Ana atamanyi mwevyo vyonna, ngomukono gwa mukama, gwegule esebyo.
Who knows not among all these that the hand of the Lord has done this? Yes. They know he's high above. These are teachers of the level here in below, rim below. Yes. Animals. The fish, the insects, the
earth.
They are all teachers. You see, you look at them, you do not learn. God the Father, if you reach on him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the good thing on the Holy Spirit, He shares all the offices. God who teaches how to profit, who is above all the heavens. Even of God, the word we know as the Son, the high priest of heavens and earth, in all teaching. That's why in the John chapter 15, verse 12 to 15, he gets from the fathers. The words of the fathers of Christ. And he teaches us here. You will read it there. John chapter 16. From verse 12 up to 15. He shares both of his.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So that's where it cometh from. We come from God the Father. God
who
teach how to profit. To the high priest who teaches how to profit. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And we meet the Holy Spirit. Who shares responsibility of the Father and the Son.
And
is God who teaches and the priest who teaches. And then we meet elders. These are teachers. They are sirs. And they know secrets. And they are not of gray hair as you see them these hours. The gray hair. Yes. You know, when he speaks in Job chapter 12, he speaks this on that issue. Let's read verse 20. Job chapter 12, verse 20.
Job chapter 12, verse 20.
He takes away the speech of the trustworthy and takes away the understanding of the aged. 21. He pours contempt upon princesses and weakens the strength of the mighty. Yes. You know, when God begins to teach, the old people become as they don't understand. The aged.
When
the teaching of God, it's not upon age and years.
He
can bring here a person in any level, in any age, in the
people,
height, tall, and short. If he's the one who taught him, he can send him and the elder of the church. Knows all secrets of the kingdom of God in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. Have you understood it? You know, he answered in the Job
32
from verse 6, speaking upon them these words.
Job chapter 32,
verse
6.
And Elihu, the son of Belachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young and you are very old. Therefore, I was afraid and dared not to show you my opinion. Yes. You know, when you find people aged, let's say those of the elders of the church these days, you may get afraid.
You
say, my God, you must be powerful before the Lord. First speak. First hear what they speak. As they speak, my the elder, the things they speak
chizikiza,
is darkness and the castle of God. You know, when you meet them, you don't despise old people. Honor them in their years.
But not the
affairs of serving God when they speak things not worthy.
But
how are you going to honor the elder person? Despise them for speaking things not right. Honor of gray hair is honor of gray hair.
But
honor of wisdom and knowledge is another. And he saw those older than you. You call them your fathers, your mothers. Those you are equal.
Age
mates. They are brothers to sisters. Honors of yours remain like that. Yes. But not in knowledge. The owner of gray air is of gray air. And the owner of knowledge is of knowledge.
Wane Uganda,
here
Uganda.
Uganda in Buganda.
Bagama, say,
the aged person is with wisdom when they grew with it from their childhood. If you did not grow with the wisdom, you cannot get it in the, with the gray hair.
And if you did
not grow with wisdom of the word of God,
for
childhood you had no scriptures which can make you wise.
But what do you know?
When you reach in years, you do not know them. Yes. If you grew, you did not know scriptures. You are not going to know them when you've gotten old. I say like this. They cannot make you so wise. More than one who began having them from their childhood. But God is so glorious. If you humble much, it's possible. You cannot just become wise in the kingdom of God. As I've given you that proverb,
they speak
in Uganda, in East Africa, in Buganda, and they say, old age is wisdom when you grew with it. Even in the church, it says, as we go brief in the Timothy, from childhood, you ought to have known scriptures which could make you wise
and
they enter you in salvation. Now it means, even one grows to be an elder of church, they grow much in wisdom. That's in the words.
Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. Erango
kuva mbuto, wamanyange ebyawandikibwa bitukuvu, ebiyinza kugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu, olw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Yes. If you will be an elder of the church,
it
means you to just come from your childhood of salvation and you know scriptures which make you wise.
It
cannot be that because you got old within church and then you got in wisdom, become elder of the church. Must have come from childhood gathering it. Yes. Now gray hair does not make you elder of the holy church of God on the earth. But all in any age they can come. If from childhood they know scriptures and they make them wise and they can teach
and
they reveal all secrets of kingdom of heaven. That's what he spoke of in Job 32 verse 6. Let's go back, we see. Job chapter 32 verse 6.
Mutabani wa Balakeri omubuzi naddamu n'ayogera nti, nze ndi muto nammwe muli bakadde nnyo.
And Elihu, the son of Belachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young and you are very old. Therefore I was afraid and dared not show you my opinion. Verse
7.
I said, these should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You know
that you have multitude of years. You can teach wisdom. In those ages, you would have taught things of understanding, those of wisdom. But not, it wasn't like that.
But
this one was younger. Almost was the one to be an elder before them. There are those who say, most of the full knowledge congregation, they are youth. Still, they decampaign the elderly people, put them on the ground. Not brethren. We've been sent in these years. Because you two, when you were sent in your yards before, perhaps you never humbled like us. But the time we can humble together, we all are offspring of the Most High. Whether how many years or money, we all are children.
Amen.
That
cannot make you get angered.
When you put
aside yells, all that we put aside, we all are children of the Most High. And we can come before Him who teaches us. When is no suit, how many years? But because in the world you took it in another way and aged, you
remain
to put norms there. Instead of bringing the secrets of God. Yes. In the church, you have to
know
your manners which are not rightful.
Knows
the complications. You know, the elders reached that level. In the Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 to 5, and they did like this. Matthew chapter 15 from verse 1.
Awo ne bajja eri Yesu abafalisaayo n'abawandiisi abava mu Yerusalemi nga bagamba nti,
then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem saying, verse 2,
abayigirizwa abo kiki kibononesa obulombolombo bwe twaweebwa abakadde kubanga tebanaba mu ngalo nga bali emmere.
Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Elders of the church which they got corrupted. As you see them on these days. They are setting norms.
Manners
which are not rightful in the church. Rotten manners. Now today they want to accuse us of them. And some they know to say, apostle in that place, he honors no person.
Because
he can call you in a congregation conference,
and he
breaks down everything you do, he ashames you. If he's an apostle, he's been sent to speak the words of God. He has nothing to decide. He must speak the words of God to all his children in all age men. It's
not
involving age to speak to you what God wants. Praise Jesus. Let's finish in Matthew chapter 15 verse 2. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Verse
3.
But he answered, said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandments of God by your traditions? Verse
4. Avumanga kitawe oba nnyina bamutanga busi.
For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Verse 5.
Naye mwe mugamba nti buli aligamba kitawe oba nnyina nti kyonna kye nandikuwadde okugasa nkiwadde Katonda.
But you say, whatsoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift devoted of God, whatsoever may it have received from me.
Verse 6.
And honors not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God void by your tradition. Yes.
No.
Elders, they are out there, they made the word of God void. And they made the commands of God void.
bone babera bakulu kugwo,
and they appeared above them,
ne batekawo ebyabwe,
and they sat and blessed their own.
Kakati omukadde eno we kanisa ya Katonda,
and the elder of the church of God,
aina kubanga amanye byamabyo bwa kabaka bwa Katonda,
must be knowing secrets of the kingdom of God,
era n'obutuukirivu bwa Katonda,
even the righteousness of God,
era ng'amanyi,
and he knows
ebyamabyo ne bwa kabaka bw'omuguru,
all secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
okuyigirizanga n'okubibikulanga bulijjo eri kanisa,
and to reveal them always to the church.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, man. That's why when we ended in the Job 32, verse 7, this one said this: I thought that my age would have spoken understanding. Let's read we here.
Job 32,
verse 7.
Njogedde nti enaku zandiyogedde olufulube lw'emyaka lwandiyigiriza amagezi.
I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Verse 8.
Naye waliwo omwoyo mu bantu, n'omukago omuyinza w'ebintu byonna gubawo okutegeera.
But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Verse 9.
Abakulu si be bagezi, so n'abakadde si be bategeera emisango.
Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand justice. Yes.
Munekyatuka n'agamba nti
it richly said, no,
waliwo omwoyo gwa Katonda mu bantu,
people in the people of God in the people,
n'okuluŋŋamya kw'oyo ali
ow'amaanyi, inspiration of the mighty,
nti twetaaga omwoyo
nga
kyawukanye ku myaka,
and it differs from age.
Era kyetaaga aba balina okulungamya kwa
Katonda
nga balina ebyawandiikibwa, kubanga ebyawandiikibwa birina okulungamya kwa Katonda
kwonnakitegeeza
omukadde oyo alina okubanga alina omwoyo gwa Katonda mu ye
mubujjuvu
emyo omusanvu egya Katonda nga ajjuddwa ebyawandiikibwa
ebirina
okulungamya kwa
Katonda.
Kubanga ab'emyaka emingi
of multitude of years are not the ones who understand. Let's repeat this verse.
Job 32 verses 9. Abakulu si be bagezi, so n'abakadde si be bategeera emisango.
Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand justice. Yes.
Kubanga munyoruvudde kwa guli yagambe.
For in the verse above he said,
bayino kuba n'omwoyo omutukufu.
They must have the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga bakulema omwoyo wa Katonda.
Led by the Spirit of God.
Bayino ba
Katonda. They are the sons of God.
Bayino kuba n'okulungamya kw'omuyinza w'ebintu
byonna. They have inspiration of the Almighty.
Atenge byanu kwa byokka.
Only scriptures.
Yebino okulungamya kwa Katonda.
They are one half inspiration of God.
Era nga bigena maso okugasa.
They move on to prophets.
Mukuyegereza.
In doctrine.
Mukunenya.
In reproof.
Mukulongosa,
in corrections,
n'okulagira okuli mu butuufu,
and instruction in righteousness.
Ligeze omukadde yenna,
means any elder,
okakasanga mukadde wa kanisa ya Katonda,
who is the elder of the church of God,
nga bwe bali mu ggulu,
as they are in heavens,
okulungamya kuno kulina okubanga kuli mu
ye. This inspiration, they have to be within them.
Adosome mutamisa
otwa. Let's read in Timothy we see.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14.
Naye gwe beeranga mu ebyo bye wayiga n'okutege nti n'otegerera ddala ng'omanyi abakuyigiriza bwe bali.
But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them.
Era ng'okuva mu buto wamanyanga ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu ebiyinza okukugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu olw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda, era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okutereezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli mu butuukirivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17.
Omuntu wa Katonda alemenga okubulwa kyonna kyonna ng'alina ddala byonna olwa buli mulimu omulungi.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes. I think you have seen that word. For when you read in the Job 32, from verse 6, 7, 9 up to 10. Praise Jesus much. Because old are not, it's not, elders are not in age. But they must have the Spirit of God in them.
They
must have the inspiration of the Almighty.
Please
explain to us well. 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 14 up to 17.
They
must be knowing scriptures. Scriptures have the inspiration of God.
And
they are profitable for doctrine, in reproof, in correction, and instruction in righteousness.
That
the servant of God be perfected well. Remember elders, they said they must be able to teach. How will they teach without scriptures? Elders I see in the church, this generation before us,
that one before us.
You find them
elder.
My God, elder of church. But as I conclude, praise Jesus. As I summarize, they said he has to be sir, and he knows. This knowledge goes to which far? And this field of light of knowledge which passed through the word of God to reveal all secrets. Elder of the holy church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven,
has
be filled with light of knowledge passing through the word of God which can reveal all things. That's
what
we read in Revelation 7, start from verse 30 up to 17. He said like this. Let's go back. Revelation chapter 7, verse
13.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, who are these who are arrayed in white robes? And from where did they come? Verse 14.
Nemugamba nti mukama wange gwomanyi. Nangamba nti bano bebava mukubona abona kuri okunji. Nebayoze ebyambalo byabwe. Nebabitukuza mu musayi gw'omwana gwendiga.
And I said unto him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Yes. He told him, sir, you know.
You
got to show him what he knows. He told them this, I've come from here. Got to show him light of things. He moved on in the next verse. He said like this. Revelation chapter 7, verse 15.
Therefore,
are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. Verse 16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirsty any more, neither shall the sun strike them, nor any heat.
Verse 17. Era alibaleta eri enzize ezamazza agobulamu era Katonda alisangula buli ziga mu maaso gaabwe.
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes.
Yanyonyole ebyamaawo.
Explained secrets
there.
When they told him, you know, he began to bring out light of knowledge. Light of knowledge spoken of most. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6. to enter seven. Treasure of light of knowledge.
He's
having them in the treasure, a vessel of clay. On this time, in the heavenly body.
Amen.
Let's read, we see.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kuba Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Eyeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse
7.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes.
They
had light of knowledge in them.
That
light is in darkness of all lies. And
grace
are revealed secrets. Even those heeds. Yes.
It reveals
the secrets of God.
And
it reveals the hidden things of Satan.
That's
when they call elder of the church. And he knows.
Light
spoken in Ephesians 5, verse 14,
and
reveals everything. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
13.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever does make manifest is light. Yes. Everything which is reproved, light manifests them. For whatever is manifest, it's the light. They have light of the word of God. Spoken in Psalms 119, verse 130, 105. It lightens. Must be able to reveal all secrets of God. Even those heathen of the devils. That's why in Luke he says, Luke chapter 8, verses 16 to 17, even that which wasn't known.
Elder
said, you don't
in
heavens and earth there is no one who can. Let me tell you, there is one who can.
They
have light to reveal no secrets.
We
said this one washed in blood. Even the separates of sin, they knew them. Now, if you're preparing to be an elder of the church, sure. I see you preparing yourself thoroughly. Is it not that? Yes. Let's read Luke, we see.
Luke chapter 8,
verse
16.
No man, when he has lighted the lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on the lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Verse
17.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes.
There's
nothing secret which will not be revealed. And
there's
nothing hid. They are the skins of the evil Satan,
which
not be brought out in light to be known.
Now,
those are the elders of the church.
They
have to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Men like the Apostle Peter, they were given a chance to become elders, and they were given a blessing to know secrets.
Even
they did mind to finish them all, but the blessing was given
them.
Are we to be given it? Don't you see it?
We're
given the blessing knowing secrets.
Amen.
Them too were given it.
Yes. Just
using it is what failed on them.
Apostle
Peter begins to say
that
when I speak of elders, me too, I am one of them. Yes.
What Peter
said, 1 Peter chapter 5, from verses 1. And he says like this.
Peter ekisoka esule yokutano n'olunyiri olusoka.
1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1.
Kale mbuulirira abakadde abali mummwe. Nze mukadde munnammwe era omutegeeza w'ebibonabona bya Kristo era gabanira awamu ekitiibwa ekigenda okubikkulibwa.
The elders who are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. They waited other things to be revealed. Sure. He was among the elders. Given the blessing to know the secrets. The secrets of God. And it's our mouth. Even revelation I still need. Even the glory that is to come. Yes.
But
that blessing the Lord Jesus had given it to them. And when he told them.
In
Matthew 13. Verses 10 to 11. He said, my Lord. Why
speak
with us in the parables? He told them now. You are blessed.
To know
the secrets of the kingdom of God.
Bali baweredwo mukisha nabasoro ku okusaba mukama
atechiri
atechino
atechiri even this
tuchitegedde tutya
how to understand it
kadi mukama atuwaddo mukisha
God has given us a blessing
era tusobola kunyoma runa ku
rwabitono we cannot despise the day of humble beginnings
nenda ndi kwento ndi yaji
even the humble beginning no one despise it
so temutia
now fear now
tusobola temusobola fuka
bakadi you cannot be that you cannot become elders
era tujja kulonda betula abantu mugwani de
mwali mukujesali choose out to see those
worthy jemuliko
the level you're on we start on that level
kubanga neba nabatume
for even apostles
neba rondi kuba abakadi
were chosen to be elders
baita mazeyo byamane nga baweredwo mukisungu ugofuka abakadi
secrets but they had given a blessing to become elders
ndene batandike ichi omulimu
wo started on that work
aha so konsomere
let us read
baso se kutya
they first got afraid
baga abakadi babera bweba
elders are like that
aha
Matayo esura eye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Matthew chapter 13 verses 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti kiki ekikwogeza nabo mu ngero.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables?
Olunyiriri 10 olumu.
Verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu. Naye bo tebaweereddwa.
He answered said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Yes.
Bane bali baweredwa mukiso okumanya.
Given a blessing to
know. Bali bamazo okumanya.
Not that they had already finished to know all. No, no.
Naye bali baweredwa mukiso okumanya.
Given a blessing to know.
Bali basobola okwewa yeri mukama.
Able to commit themselves to the Lord.
Naba manyi sabinji.
And it makes them know much.
Naba bikulira bingi.
It reveals to them much.
Kumangalia bagambi ya maso gamwe maso gatukuza
I have cleansed them
ukawo mukiso kulabe ya mabinji
them to see the secrets
banabi bebegombe dokula
prophets admire to see
maso gamwe gawereduwa mukiso
your eyes are blessed
ndibwa waganga omukiso
he went to give my eyes blessed
na kunayongera kukakana
na mukama
banyongera yo
jangu
kulage ebirala
kama show you
jangu kulage ne
kama show you
jangu kulage ne
kama show you more
nandaga
nandaga he showed me
mukuri ona
kwa guru wa guru ona
mukure jane sebe
okusuka
guru jane sebe
Baka
mumuta
everlasting.
Kali laba no mukisa gwoli
ozanyira mu blessing you are playing within.
Lekera ho
top of
kana
humble down.
Banuba wo mukisa.
We are given a blessing.
Namo mumuzo wange
to ask him.
Katonda.
Wali
oli udango donde gunesi.
Where were you when you quit heaven and earth? I want to see there.
Omaso kanga wagawo mukisa na matu okulaba ebyo nokubiwulira
to see those and hear them
Yakobo somo nyole 14 tulabe
this week but 14
Matayo sura ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 14
Matthew chapter 13 verse 14
naye Isaya yawabulunje obula nti naye Isaya obunabi bwo yawabo batukiride ebyayogera nti muli wulira buwulize naye temuli tegeera
And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who said, By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing you shall see and shall not perceive.
Verse
15.
Kuba omutima gw'abantu bano gusavuwadde, n'amatu gaabwe gawulira bubi, n'amaaso gaabwe bagazibye, baleme okulaba n'amaaso, n'okuwulira n'amatu, n'okutegeera n'omutima. No kuchuka nembawonya.
For these people's hearts has become gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 16.
Naye amaaso gammwe galina omukisa, kubanga galaba, n'amatu gammwe.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
God,
blessing, he put a blessing on the eyes and the ears, and hearts to understand.
And
others had one problem.
That
the blessing of seeing, to hearing, and to understand, they never got it because they were hardened in hearts. Brethren, humble down, the blessing is there.
We
can know in the secret concerning God, right from planet earth, in the four corners of the earth. Under the earth, passing through there to the other planets,
you cannot
everything there yet is in the
scriptures.
You can reach the kingdom of the stars and you study
it. Angels are there.
You see their works, you see the sun and the works, you see the moon. Yet the scriptures, they give you knowledge, they are these secrets. They move you far, you pass the door of heavens. Go to four corners of heaven. Where rockets
no
cannot
rava,
reach. And you
no
see.
Ulira,
and you hear.
No
and you understand. Three blessings. Eyes have been blessed.
The
ears have been blessed to hear.
Blessings
every separate, where it is. Whether hell you want to see, what is there, you have that blessing. And to hear scripture speak,
understand,
you come understand well. As you see me understand, don't you understand well? God has blessed us a blessing you've never seen. You know how he blesses the eyes. And he blesses the ears. He blessed the hearts. Children of Israel, he never gave it to them the other time. In the Exodus, they had not been given ears,
never
eyes to see,
ears to hear,
even the hearts to understand. All happened and what they could not understand. But God has blessed us.
The teaching
revelation is freely given.
First
given the blessing of hearing and understanding.
Just
see whether that of seeing you also want it.
If you call
the blessing of hearing and understanding,
he
takes you the blessing of seeing.
He
takes you to see what you've been taught and where it is. See how you despise the blessing of hearing, the blessing of understanding.
Yet
it's also a test your wife. Wants to take you the blessing of seeing. All the great things of God being done,
the
miracles you had in your past,
the prophets
and apostles moved by.
Yeah,
even some they have never moved to.
They
are ready, he reveals them and he does them. Don't know this is the way you've moved to understand. You first read verse 17. Matthew chapter 13, verse 17.
Kubanga mazima mbagamba nti banabbi bangi n'abantu abatuukirivu abeegomba ng'okulaba bye mutunuulira so tebaabiraba n'okuwulira bye muwulira so tebaabiwulira.
For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. Yes. Many righteous men, prophets and the righteous people, they desired and they said, please go take their word. They see heavens to show us how it looks like.
wakirikale.
At least
tuulire.
Let us hear.
Naye kubanga.
But because in the book of Deuteronomy, children of Israel had a mistake they did from old. They had not been given an understanding heart, even the eyes to see. It was very bad. But see, God has given them to us.
Given
that we also give to nations. You first receive the blessing.
Amen.
It is so powerful.
For
you are given on that he gave elders of church of heaven. Knowing secrets.
They
sit on the throne of God. Almost sit
on
his throne. You reason speak with him. And you tell him, Father,
I'm lucky
to understanding above all the heavens. And
say,
can we go? You have that blessing. Which is there? Which is there and you understand there. Brethren, do not joke with this blessing.
For
we have to give it to nations. We cannot give what we do not have. This is the blessing which births all other blessings. A person with eyes to see, God can show him all riches where they are. That you desire on this world.
When
they say in this place there is gold. Nation, let me show you this and this man. Money I kept there that it does this work. A person with an ear blessed can hear God command and shows him everything he wants. You can tell our Lord, you bless my ears to hear. I want to hear a voice directs me where I will pass today. Where and how I will do this work. I'll govern my home.
I want to understand
the way they are. Let's read Deuteronomy as we finish.
Deuteronomy
chapter 29 from verse 1.
Mukama gye yalagira Musa okulagana n'abaana ba Isirayiri mu nsi ya Moabu.
These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Verse
2.
And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his lands. Verse
3.
The great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs, and both great miracles. Verse 4. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. You see what was the problem? God had not given them a heart to understand, eyes to see, even ears to hear. See how he gives them to us.
Amen.
And he began speaking to apostles. What
we
read Matthew 14, verse 10 to 11, from verse 14 to 17. And he said,
you've
not given the heart.
Israel, I know,
Israel had a problem.
Uganda,
but
Uganda
given a special blessing of the nations. Given a blessing to know secrets. And they gave it to the eyes. Your eyes can see amazing things.
There is a time
we're going to reach and we see.
Even
what cross out there. Outside your house. You are inside the house. You say, you pass quickly, move away.
kukera ncha ku radio ya Native Focus of God.
Wake up in the Radio Focus of God.
Oga President wa America.
And you say American President. Tomorrow you want to do this and this, but don't waste your time. I saw you. If you do it, this is what will come next.
And the proud,
does he receive the slaps of the angels?
Angels
of death who slapped Herod.
The blessing of sin.
You can see every pressure.
There's
nothing you cannot see.
Blessing everything
hits.
The evil
you stand and you say,
Illuminati,
the Illuminatis,
Maravi,
I've seen you.
Program ya mweko Uganda,
your program
guno,
Uganda in this year,
to signing
you want yaga to make us endorse homosexuality. And you think I'm lying. That is the truth. This year they are up to that. But they will not get that blessing.
Amen.
You're going to hear a fight ahead there of signing homosexuality before the end of this year. Yes. You're going to be seeing. You
now
given the blessing of seeing. Even hearing.
You are
in the bedroom, you hear them plan their things in America. You take them. What are you planning there? Yet you're not there. And they hear a voice, they wonder.
Who
speaks to us while we're planning? That's why they call the church coming, which is when it arrived its beginner.
You are here,
communicate with them. But when you hear them, you can communicate to them. Yes.
The
prophet Elijah was in his chambers. Even Elisha. And they had the Assyrian kings what they planned. Yes. They had the blessing of hearing. Why don't I end here? But that as we conclude,
Department of
elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
It
has three major divisions in it.
You're
going to list them down there. One who wants to know more of them.
This message
which taught these two governments.
Or
ahead coming when we explain details.
Department, you know.
But this department, elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, they have three major divisions in them where they best reveal all of secrets.
Division,
the first division of revealing secrets of the kingdom of God. To reveal secrets of the kingdom of God, secrets of the Holy Spirit and His works in the entire heavens and earth. We said the first division.
But in a they
have secret responsibility to reveal secrets of the kingdom of God, secrets of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, even His works, how they are done in the entire heavens and earth. Anytime we speak secrets of the kingdom of God, we speak of secrets of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. He
said,
if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Him, the Holy Spirit, and His works, they are one who demonstrates the secrets of the kingdom of God.
Muno munda.
Here inside. We first know what is the kingdom of God. Then we know the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the Holy Spirit.
Begin
to reveal using that gospel all the secrets of the kingdom of God.
It
means I cannot break down because of time. I've said in the first division, elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, division of those who reveal secrets of the kingdom of God, secrets of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and His works. As Matthew 12:28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. That the Holy Spirit and the child manifest and His works, the kingdom of God has come for us. But remember, Holy Spirit spreads in the heavens and the earth. According to Psalms 139, verses 6 up to 10. Now he works all through to reveal all of them. He said we need to first break down three things.
And
we first know what is the kingdom of God, and we know it's the Holy Spirit, and we know the gospel of the kingdom of God. What is it? It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. And we use those Holy Scriptures.
And
we reveal works of the Holy Spirit in the entire heavens and the earth. His works in the 24 elders, in the four living creatures, in the cherubims.
When we
speak of His works in the 24 elders, speak of His works in the third heavens.
But
we speak of His works in the four living creatures. We speak of His works in the second heaven. His works in the cherubims, children of the night sing, even the angels and the holy ones.
We
speak of the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. His works in the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. We speak in the fourth created heaven.
That
you see above with all the stars, the works He does from there. Those you can first understand, the food and the fruits coming from the sun, and they come into the earth to grow there.
These
works on the planets as they rotate in the airspace.
His
works in the planet Earth.
We
break down in many times.
It
works in the children of men, in the animals, insects, in the birds, in the fish, in the plants. Secrets are all through there. Why this food is what has this herbs? This one has this vitamin. Why? You know secrets involved there? Elders have to reveal all of them.
I've
never seen elders of church many years back. The second division
of
elders of the Church of God on the earth.
Division yabo ababikulu obutukirivu bwa Katonda bonna.
Division of those who reveal all the righteousness of God, which come from hearing, and hearing the word of God, even to believing it and to put it in action, to differentiate the righteousness done by Satan and the humans. Yes, we said the second division, elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, those responsible to reveal all the righteousness of God, all the righteousness of God, which come from believing, And the faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God, even put in action. As we differentiate it from righteousness done by the human beings, even Satan. Yes. You know, in Romans chapter 10, yes, verses 1 to 5,
when
did not know the righteousness of God, and they established their own righteousness. And there came to be Satan who helps them to establish their own righteousness. Romans 10, verses 1 downwards, when they did not know the righteousness of God, and they established their own righteousness, and they have a helper, Satan. For Acts chapter 13, verses 6 up to 11, Satan is the enemy of all righteousness. And he can put their effect righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 downwards. He transforms himself as angel of light. Even his servants, they appear as preachers of righteousness, yet not of God. That of God. Romans 10 verse 10. A person who believes is the heart to be given righteousness. In that faith, Romans 10 verse 17 says, it comes from hearing the word of God. Job. James chapter 2 verse 26. He says, that faith has to have works. Even God give you righteousness. Now, elders of the church, they must know all their righteousness. They must righteousness come believing the laws of the word of God, that it's all the same. They have many secrets to explain. That's why it's divisions. It's to God that if every those holy righteousness, they are those.
Division,
the third division of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth. We said the third division of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth. They are responsible to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Right from the planet Earth, let me speak slowly. Sure. They are responsible to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, of the entire heavens, right from the earth, passing through all the heavens. Even the third heaven, right from the earth, passing through all the heavens, even the third heavens, to reach above the heavens, at the beginning and the end, which is known before creation happened.
So, Mr.
You write slowly. But I've told you, these we shall see them in the detail. Yes. Today we see summary. We said third division, elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, they are responsible to revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heavens. Right from the planet earth where we are, passing through all the heavens, even the third heaven, to reach above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, which
happened
before creation happened. And there we find it a new heavens and a new earth. There is where we find the entire new heavens and the new earth. And together, beyond the entire new heavens, to reaching to the everlasting. And beyond the new heavens, to reaching the everlasting. Our God, where is known as the everlasting God. Our God, where is known as the everlasting God. Those they must be knowing them. Those are what brought this heavenly journey and moved from the planet Earth up to the everlasting. It means elders of the church, they are responsible over the heavenly journey. Most we shall get them. But tomorrow, we come back to see the fifth department. Our brethren, the singers or the musicians. In God's heavenly government on the earth. To see how singing happens in heaven. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for believing. As you hear, you see, understand with your hearts, you write in your book. I request you spread far unto the many. Committed with the faithful people who will be able to spread them far. May God empower you. The angels of angels be with you. Spread them far. When you speak, them understand. And they open their eyes, even ears, and their hearts. They understand. For that blessing of
heavens.
If you give the blessing of the world, for you be an even blessing, they have the earthly blessing. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, let's wait for the remaining services.